Okay, thanks for that. We've got some time for some questions there. Any... Tim?
Thanks very much for that. Nice and provocative. We like an argument. the situation in primary care where the models that you're talking about are trying to get up is confronted currently, well, by... although you're not talking about funding, I'm just wondering whether you might like to expand on the idea of not doing anything in the sense of structural reform, because what we have are people working in silos, partly because they're financed in silos, and I just wonder how that fits with that must be a huge barrier to the kind of bottom-up approach you're talking about, and if we do nothing about that, how do we move on?
Yes, of course you're right, and this is what I mean about going quickly and not giving all the qualifications. When I said let's not do any macro restructuring, I was thinking about the kind of restructuring that state health authorities seem to do in three-year cycles, so that they don't finish changing around who reports to whom in the state public system before they start changing it again, and that is a well-established sort of stasis in the health system at the moment. But you're right about the incentives being wrong, and Jeff Richardson's going to provoke you on that question.
Yes, down the front here.
Thanks. I'm just a little bit worried. I agree with a whole lot of what you said about the need for people to work in teams, to collaborate and all of that, and to focus on patient needs. But your initial premise was that the health professional is responsible for directing the patient journey through the episode or through the illness. I have great difficulty with that. There are so many things that impact on a patient's life or a person's life that are beyond things that can be controlled by a clinician, by people in the health sector alone. Surely there's got to be more recognition of the centrality of the person in directing the elements that lead to their recovery from illness and to their overall health.
Mm. Thank you very much for that question, because it's essentially a clarification that I'm hoping we can make. I said that the healthcare providing team needed to take responsibility for the coordination of the package of care, not that they need to direct the patient journey. It's a slightly, more than slightly different concept, I think. And I was trying to put the two principles together, that the system needs to be responsible for coordinating the care. I mean, we don't put up with it from anyone else that we get services from. You know, this idea that they're calling us customers now, but, you know, the traveller, the passenger in an airline would have individual contracts with the person that handled the baggage and the person on the ticket counter and the people that kept them in the air. You know, we wouldn't accept it. But that's effectively what we ask people to do in the healthcare system, is to take that responsibility and make sure that the baggage handling section is working with the rest. I mean, it's not reasonable, it's not fair, and it doesn't work. So that was the point that I was trying to make with my very first principle. Hopefully, but obviously not quite balanced by the second one, which was that the patients need to be seen as a member of the healthcare team, a special member, but with some things that they take more responsibility for and some things that they take less responsibility for, but a member then nevertheless. Are we closer, do you think?
Yeah. Okay, I give up the rhetoric.
No, I don't have to.
Yeah. So down the front and then over here.
Hi, I just want to ask you about
your point about elevating patients through being part of the team. I'm wondering how you might suggest that that can be done, because that's not an easy feat.
I think there's quite a lot, there is quite a lot being done on that question, and in particular in cancer care. I think that the area of cancer services is really worth anyone, you know, who's interested in this question having a look at. And, you know, I think it's probably not coincidental